El monedero y te doy la bienvenida a Blues en las Ondas. Susan Marshall arrancaba el programa con un sensual Little Baby que irá seguido de Love Prairie Woman de Kevin Russell. Eso sí, antes me gustaría recomendarte el DVD de Howlin' Wolf Story, The Secret History of Rock and Roll. Se trata de un repaso a la biografía del genial bluesman descubierto por Sam Phillips que puedes encontrar en howlingwolf.com.
religious material.
Jesus Christ.
God, get an amen. Can I get a hallelujah? When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your bed. Will I beg your pardon? All the spitting down of dread. When you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You got to keep the devil. Master, $3, that prince devil, to see if you can come up with a figure that matches your faith. He said, how much has Jesus done for you? And we got to go in with a hydraulic system and blast him out. People, can I get an amen? All the angels better start to sing all about Jesus' mighty soul. To the Lord. Now don't pay the temptation, for his hands are so cold. You got to keep the devil. Keep him all now.
El laureado artista Tom Waits nos ofrecía un oscuro Way Down in the Hole. Sin embargo, Pep Baño es un veterano músico balear capaz de arrastrarnos al blues con este Going Home. Eso sí, recuerda que puedes disfrutar con Blues en las Ondas los miércoles a las 6:30 y los sábados a las 5:30 en UPV Radio y en bluesenlasondas.net.
I'm going back home.
I'm going back home
to my baby. If I don't,
I will surely
lose my mind. Oh yeah, there's two sides to every story, but there's only one to mine. I'm going back home to my baby.
Sometimes.
Well, if you love her, you'll surely cry.
You will surely
lose your mind. Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
There's two sides to every story, but there's only one to mine. I'm going back home.
Well, I just said it.
I want to go home.
I want to go home
to my baby.
To my baby.
Sometime.
And if I don't,
I will surely
lose my mind.
Oh, yeah.
xylophone. I said, please, please tell me what's going on wrong.
Smith, todo un clásico de la armónica, nos deleitaba con Telephone Blues como One String Charlie y nos recordará sus raíces religiosas en Church and Fully Safe Today. En cualquier caso, recuerda que el jueves 3 a las 10 los Big Hollers llevarán el blues al restaurante Pata Negra, en la calle del Barón de San Petrillo, número 3 de Valencia. El viernes 4 tendremos dos actuaciones. A las 8 los Big Hollers repetirán en Cosecha Roja, en la calle Sevilla, número 20 de Valencia. Mientras que a las 11 la JTC Band hará lo propio en el Durango Club, en la calle Llanterners, número 35 de Meliana. Pasando al sábado 5, a las 10 y media Sonala Deep with Days of Dawn harán vibrar la sala Matisse, en la calle Campo Amor, número 60 de Valencia. Pero a las 11 y media los Nasty Boogie levantarán el Black No Club. La Tonky Jam Session abrirá la semana el lunes 7 a la misma hora y en el mismo lugar. Como dos animales harán lo propio el martes 8 a las 11 y media en el Black No Club, en la calle Poliperolón, número 15 de Valencia.
I'm fully safe today, and I'm walking on the straight and narrow way. No evil can be kind. I'm walking at my Savior's side. I am walking in the light. Shun the darkness, staying in my Savior's side. I surrender to His mind. I'm working, trying to do what's right. Church, I'm fully saved today. I'm a witness. All I do and think and say, not a doubt or fear I know. While I serve my Savior here below. like a wonder in my soul. I know his blood, know his blood can make me whole. Ain't no evil can be tied. Walking at my Savior's side, church, I'm fully saved today. I'm walking in the straight and narrow way. Ain't no evil can be tied. Walking at my Savior's side.
Thank you. this day and night, of this day and night. Don't ever mind in a hurry, you may make a mistake in life, a mistake in life. And still a marrying your own, you may marry another man's wife, another man's wife. Cut your blood into the same as she had a pocket knife, a pocket knife. She cut your blood into the same. She had a pocket knife, a pocket knife. Mistaken life, a mistaken life.
James D. Shea nos traía un Mistake in Life cargado de Chicago Blues, mientras que Sam Cooke pondrá su toque personal al Bring It On Home To Me. Por cierto, no olvides que puedes escuchar nuestros programas y encontrar más información a través de bluesenlasondas.net.
If you ever change your mind about leaving, leaving me behind, oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me. Bring it all home to me, yeah, yeah.
Joy nos acercaba a ese pacífico Chase Away These Crazy Days desde Italia y Yamendo.com. Aunque Joe Ely, por contra, nos acercará a un sólido The Road Goes On Forever.
She was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. Down Main Street after midnight, a brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works. When some drunken out of towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt, Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar, walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They jump at Sonny's pickup, he jams her down in gear. Sonny looks at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above him, the moon was in the east, the sun was setting on him. When they reached Miami Beach, they got a motel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They soon ran out of money. Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees who dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cubans in a house just off the roof with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards are on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed his jack. He broke the bathroom window, he climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side. Where a lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She steps out of the alley with a single shot 410. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Just before the break of day, Sonny gave her all the money and he blew her a little kiss. If they ask you how this happened, say I forced you into this. He watched him as his taillights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. It's Main Street after midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later, at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines on the paper says Sonny's going to the chair. She drives back into Main Street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Oh.
Todo un ejemplo de civismo por su lucha contra los prejuicios, también es un pianista de categoría, como demostró en el Painto Boogie Boogie. En esta ocasión, sin embargo, despediremos el programa con un jazzman marcado por el blues. Y es que Miles Davis nació el 26 de mayo de 1926 en Alton, Illinois, en el seno de una familia afroamericana rica. Su madre quiso que Davis aprendiera a tocar el piano, aunque a los 13 años su padre le regala una trompeta y lecciones a cargo de Elwood Buchanan, quien detestaba el uso del vibrato. A los 16, Miles Davis practica dentro y fuera del instituto. A los 17 toca con The Blues Devils, y aunque le propusieron salir de gira, su madre insistió en que acabara sus estudios. En otoño del 44, Davis finaliza el instituto y se traslada a New York intentando localizar a su ídolo, Charlie Parker. De esta forma, empieza tocando en varios clubs de la calle 52 con Coleman Hawkins y Eddie Lovejoy Davis, consiguiendo fama en el circuito local y llegando a pertenecer al mítico Charlie Parker Quintet. Sin embargo, la personalidad y las adicciones de Parker le llevan a abandonar el grupo. En el 48 se enfrenta al virtuosismo del bebop creando el Miles Davis Nonet junto a jóvenes músicos como Gil Evans. El grupo consigue gran éxito a pesar de las críticas por incluir artistas blancos. De hecho, su interés en el proyecto era tal que incluso rechazó una oferta para unirse a la Duke Ellington's Orchestra. Los 50 le llevan a tocar por Europa encontrando el amor en París. Durante los 60 crea Kind of Blue, uno de sus discos más trascendentales. En los 70, Miles Davis es fuertemente influenciado por Jimi Hendrix y James Brown, y el deseo de hacer música para los jóvenes afroamericanos le lleva a añadir un toque de funk a su estilo rico en matices. A partir de los 80, Miles Davis continúa tocando pero en bandas más reducidas. Experimenta con otros estilos como el hip hop, participa en importantes festivales como el Montreux Jazz Festival y recibe premios como el Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Hasta que el 28 de septiembre de 1991, Miles Davis muere en Santa Mónica, California. Davis, a pesar de ser un icono del jazz, estuvo fuertemente influenciado por el blues. Y es que su madre lo tocaba a escondidas. El hard bop que impulsó hacía constantes guiños al rhythm and blues y al blues. Y en la banda sonora de The Hot Spot colabora con John Lee Hooker, Taj Mahal y Roy Rogers.